Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Now, I see you behind your chalkboard and all that. Was you going, you planning on using that?
This is just where, you know, where I do my, where I kind of do my teaching at when I'm on TikTok. Yeah.
Well, shoot. What, you don't want to teach me?
You know what? I will. Yeah, I can absolutely. I don't know, but there's a thing, right? I don't know. See, the thing about it is, I don't know how to make it, because it's turning, the number's going to be backwards.
The way I see it, I see 1, 2, 3. I see it right on my end. I see it right on my end. You got 6, 3, 3, 1, 2, 0, 0, 1, 3. You got 1, A, I. I can't, A-R, okay. But, you know, let me ask you this.
I get to it.
Oh, shit. I mean, you know, be honest with you, bro. Usually, I'm mostly audio, but yeah. Now I'm starting to show some video.
Yeah.
And so, shoot, I can show all this.
Okay, you know, okay, you just let me know. You know, I get it going.
Yeah. but let me ask you this. In astrology, there's different systems. There's Western astrology. There's modern traditional astrology. There's modern astrology. You got traditional astrology. You got Vedic astrology and stuff like that. Chinese astrology.
Yeah.
Is there different systems of numerology like that?
Yeah. And it's typically the same. You got the Pythagorean system, which is probably the most popular. Then you have the Chaldean system. You do have Vedic numerology. I think Chinese numerology also has one. And then I think the most kind of known, the other one that's pretty known is, you know, the Kabbalah, which is focused on gematria as well. But yeah, for the most part.
Did you say gematria?
Gematria, yeah.
What's that?
So gematria, my understanding, because I haven't studied it a lot, but you know, it uses like more so the Hebrew meaning of the words and letters.
Well, all right.
All right.
So which system do you mostly use?
So I use the Pythagorean and I use the Chaldean. Now, a lot of this stuff is just different terms. The biggest difference that comes between the two is the lettering system, right? If you look at the top, right, the top of this one is the top is the Pythagorean, and the bottom is the Chaldean. That's the biggest difference, right? And if you see in the Pythagorean system, they use all the way to the number 9 inside of the Pythagorean system. But the lettering system inside the Chaldean, it stops at the letter 8. The reason why in the Chaldean system they said that the 9 is sacred. So a number can add to the number 9, but they don't use the number 9 in the lettering system.
Well, do they use it in their numerology system?
Yeah, they use it. They use it in a system totally, but yeah, no letters are assigned to the number 9.
Because it's, what you said, it's sacred?
Yeah, the Chaldeans, they consider the number 9 sacred.
What's sacred about it? Do you know?
I probably have to get back to you on that, but from my understanding, the 9 is just, it's a lot of hidden aspects to the number 9, and is maybe why a lot of people don't talk about it like that. Well, because like I said, one, the number 9 has a lot to do with, I would say that it can have a lot of dark energy, right? So one thing that I like to do is when I watch movies, I watch certain movies, and I'll watch certain documentaries, and I want to see. Well, usually, depending on some other numbers mixed with the number 9, like I said, the number 9 has a lot of anger. What I also think about the number 9 is that it can have, on a mental level, it'll look like different things like schizophrenia, multiple personalities, that type of thing. But what I think about it on a spiritual level, metaphysical level with the number 9, I feel that it's also a lot about having a lot of different influences inside, spiritual influence inside of your head at the same time. Like the number nine energy. If I when I talk to a lot of people that
would that be equivalent to possession? Is like being possessed or something?
I would
for lack of a better word.
Yeah, for lack of a better word, right? One person that I read upon was Billy Milligan. I watched the Netflix show on him, and Billy Milligan, it was pretty much he suffered from, I think it was schizophrenia but he had multiple personalities, you know, and the way it was displayed was like there was every time he needed to do something differently, it was like another personality came in. Anytime he needed to go against a bully, a different personality, a different energy appeared. And he had to, you know what I'm saying, to step in. Anytime he had to do something different. It almost reminds me of the movie Split, if you've seen it, right? Where, yeah, he had to, it's pretty much something different steps in to handle business.
How about, would that be like Fight? What was that dude? Fight? Was it Fight Club?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't that the same guy? Tyler Durden and wasn't they the same person?
Who was in? Well, I know who was in. Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was in Fight Club.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt was in Fight Club. And Split, yeah. I forgot the dude's name.
Ed Norton? Edward Norton, I think.
Okay.
But I think Brad Pitt wasn't real.
Okay. It's been a while since I've seen Fight Club.
Yeah.
Young. I got to go back and watch that movie.
I think Brad Pitt was like his alter ego.
Yeah.
Because at the end when he kept going around the country trying to get them to stop and they kept telling him it was you. It was you. Mm. So, yeah.
I got to go back and watch that movie. Okay, yeah. So just like that. Just like that. It's like that person, it don't even... And like when Billy Milligan, like in his, when I was watching his Netflix series, he had no idea that he had did the things he had done. When they brought him back too, he didn't even realize he was in jail.
Mm.
So the nine has that type of, it has that type of energy. And then also when you talk about what they're able to do, anytime I talk to someone that has that nine energy, whether they're life path nine or born on the 9th, the 18th or the 27th of the month, they know how to astral travel with ease.
Wait, I just heard you do something. You said anybody that's born on the 9th,
the
18th,
or the 27th. Yeah.
So those are numbers, those two numbers add up to 9.
Yeah.
So not only is the 9 number, it's numbers that add up to 9.
Yeah.
Huh.
Now they do have different properties, but yeah, the root number is the number 9. But most times you're gonna hear them say that they are able to do things. They are able to astral travel with ease, travel to different dimensions, being able to have those out of body experiences more than anybody else. Like they have we all know that it's not a dream, but when they're in a dream state, like it's very realistic for them.
What they call that? Astral projection?
And all
that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Astral traveling and astral projection.
Huh. Well, let me ask you this. The grandkid of a preacher?
Yeah.
What did you think about all this astral projecting and all of this when
the thing is, so when I started getting into this, more into this, I didn't know it, right? People would tell me, right? I remember those times having it. How it was explained to me, they was like, yeah, you know them times you would have sleep paralysis, you know, or it would be called like when the witches riding your back or something like that. That's what's saying that it was astral projection. The reason why you weren't able to move is because it's like your body just got back. It's like, you know, the soul just entered back into the body, but you didn't know it yet, right? You had no idea that it was happening. Now, earlier in life, I had those experiences a lot. Like I'd come home from school, I'd be taking a nap, I'll wake up, and I won't be able to move. Now, the first thing they tell you to do is start praying, because, you know, it's something demonic happening. But pretty much what it was, I was astral traveling. I was leaving my body, but now I just wasn't aware of it.
All right.
Now you tell this to people that haven't been open-minded to it, or haven't experienced it themselves, or haven't studied it, or are not open to the knowledge. You're going to look at you like you're crazy. Especially, you know, any type of Christians, they're going to say that, nah, it's just the thing, you know, the witch is riding your back, or sleep paralysis.
So, wait, you know, astral projecting is crazy, but speaking in tongues isn't.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.